Friday, Roy and I went with a few of our friends somewhere that I don't go very often. Actually, I've only been to this particular one time, and that was Schlitterbahn in New Braunfels. Well, to be honest, I thought we were crazy, a bunch of adults going to a water park without children, just us going for fun. But my friend Jackie decided that we were doing this right. And she rented a cabana for us. It came with a parking spot right at the front door, or the front entrance. Waiters who came to our cabana all through the day to bring us anything we wanted to order, any food or drinks from anywhere in the park, they would go get them and bring them to us. We had our own locker. We had this beautiful area with a table and chairs and lounge chairs for us to lounge on. It was the way to do Schlitterbahn. It was what I would call lavish. A gift lavished upon us. Nothing we asked for, but something freely given. Paul uses that term in this scripture in his letter to the Ephesians. Sadly, I'm not sure it's a word we use a lot anymore. And I was thinking about that. Why do we not use the word lavish much anymore? Is it because we feel more entitled now, and so we don't experience that feeling of being lavished upon? I remember several years ago going to a midnight chocolate buffet on a cruise. And I remember walking in thinking, what in the world? There was more chocolate there than everyone on that boat could possibly eat, much less need to eat. Probably more than we could eat in a year's time. It was mountains and mountains of chocolate everywhere you look. And I really think of lavish as being over the top. Much more than I need and much more than I deserve. So Paul talks about forgiveness and grace and love being lavished upon us. What does that really look like for us? I really tried to think about it this week. Lavish. I mean, Jesus tended to spend time with the have-nots, not the haves. Lavish doesn't seem like a have-not kind of thing. And it certainly didn't seem like the life Jesus lived. But then I was telling the story at Vacation Bible School on Tuesday. Why we decided to tell this story, I'm not really sure, but we told the story of Jesus turning the water into wine. So strangely, not a story we probably, had we thought about a little more, would have picked, but the kids loved the story when we told it. Jesus turning the water into wine. It was Jesus' first miracle. Jesus was doing what Mary had asked him to do. And while I was telling the story, I told the kids that Jesus didn't turn a little bit of water into wine. Jesus filled 6 huge vessels full of water. They probably held about 30 gallons apiece. That's a lot of wine. And we're not talking about wine at the beginning of a wedding. We're talking about the wine at the end of the wedding. That's a lot of wine. And Jesus made the best stuff ever. And that was lavish. Think about this earth that we live on. I had the opportunity this year to see some beautiful parts of this world, some very close to us and some further away. But the beauty of this earth is greater than any of us could imagine, more than we can describe, certainly more than we can understand. That beauty has been lavished upon us, not because we deserve it or requested it, but because God loved us. There are other stories in the Bible of extravagance or lavishness. When the boy shared his loaves and fishes, Jesus stretched it to feed the thousands, not just enough to hold them over until they could get home, but to fill them to where they were stuffed. And not just enough to fill them up, but enough to have baskets left over. Not one, not four, 12 baskets of food left over. That was Jesus lavishing people with more than they need. The word lavish is usually associated with riches. We don't say people are lavishing in poverty. We don't think of the word lavish when we think about frugality. We often look down on people who are living in poverty or frugal, and we refer to them as people who've lived through hard times, and we think about depression. But the word lavish is a positive word that can be used for each and every one of us. God's grace, God's gift to us is lavishing. So when we read this passage in Ephesians and we hear over and over these words like lavish and riches and immeasurable and unsearchable, referring to grace and forgiveness, it becomes hard to comprehend what it means for us. And it sounds so wonderful. And hopefully it helps us to feel and experience that which we can't fully understand. It seems that Paul is in an emotional and happy and hard to explain place. You know, kind of like when you first fall in love. You can't explain the way you feel. It feels good. It feels scary. You can't help but smile, but you can't explain why you're smiling. Paul has experienced the riches of God's grace. And Paul experienced the riches of God's grace through Jesus. You can feel Paul's mood in this letter to the Ephesians. His life has been changed. And it's not by feeling hurt or sad or loss. It is the feeling of being special and having someone who loves you lavish upon you. I can tell you that when Jackie told us that she was arranging this wonderful, beautiful oasis for us, we felt special. She said, "I want you to have this because you're special, you deserve it, and it's wonderful." And I admit, I thought to myself, "No, I don't deserve it, but I like it." We don't deserve the love and the grace that God lavishes upon us. We don't deserve this amazing creation called earth. We don't deserve the amazing life that God lavished upon us. We don't deserve the eternal life that God has given us. We don't deserve Jesus that walked this earth. But all of those things are ours because God loves us and we are special. You heard me talk to the kids about looking at their hands and their fingers. I want you to do that. Look at your hands and your fingers. There is more about this body than we can ever understand. I'm guessing Jim would even tell us that it's more than anyone can understand. But we talked about heroes this week and the heroes in the Bible. But we talked about the fact that if we let God use this body that He gave us, we could be heroes too. God made these hands and your feet and every part of you to be useful. We're given everything we need to be everything God wants us to be. The problem is sometimes we got caught up wanting the world to lavish upon us. And we lose track of what God has spread right in front of us. Sometimes we can't see the forest or the trees. We can't see that God is always with us. We can't see that God loves us in spite of the things we do that aren't pleasing. We can't see that God has a plan for us and has had a plan since the beginning of time. And we can't see that God continues to have a plan for us, even beyond that which we can understand or see. Thank you, God, for lavishing your love and your grace and your presence upon us. May we recognize how amazing, how special, how loved we are. We're chosen as your children. Amen and amen.